Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolf is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and who tries to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Jesse Marshall is on the line from Jacksonville, Florida. Jesse, welcome.
Oh, hello, Fred.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad to have you, Jesse. What's your musical background?
My musical background is basically I studied in middle school playing the trombone, and it's went on from there.
All right. Well, Bruce Adolf is here at the piano. He'll play this piano puzzler, and then we'll see if you can name the tune that's hidden in the puzzler and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And Jesse, if you happen to get stuck on either side of this, I don't know what's coming either, so if need be, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Here's Bruce Adolf with your piano puzzler. Jesse, what do you think? Any sense of what's going on in that piano puzzler?
No, I don't even know where to begin.
There was a tune in there. I know it from a Cat Stevens recording.
Yes, he did record it. It's an old song, but
yeah.
It exists in many, 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 many recordings and versions. Yes. Here you go, Fred. This is extensive humming.
Oh, this is just driving me crazy that I can't think of the name of that tune.
Oh, isn't that funny? Well, but you obviously know the tune. And you know, in my book, knowing the tune is knowing the tune.
So, okay, so that's what the tune is. the composer, Jesse, any thoughts about a composer whose style Bruce might be mimicking?
What comes to mind for me is the Nocturne. I forget the composer.
In fact, this composer didn't write any nocturnes, but you're in a very similar world, very similar time period. And
so mid-1800s. Mm-hmm. Are we talking about a German composer here?
We are.
Can I jump in with a guess here?
Yes, of course.
I'm thinking of a German composer, Johannes...
Brahms.
Brahms is who I'm thinking of.
Yes, there we go. There we go. Brahms is a great pleasure to write from a puzzler perspective because there are so many telltale signs of Brahms. And so I took the Morning Has Broken.
Morning Has Broken.
And that's the name of the tune, guys. Morning Has Broken, which is, an old Gaelic melody, which has been used and co-opted by everybody for years and years and years.
Well, now that we know Morning Has Broken in the style of Johannes Brahms, Bruce, can we hear this one more time?
Sure, absolutely.
Morning Has Broken, rewritten in the style of Johannes Brahms, this week's Piano Puzzler. Jesse Marshall calling in from Jacksonville, Florida. Jesse, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
Well, I listen on my radio station most of the time on WFSU 88.9 in Tallahassee. Recently, I've been utilizing the podcast system on my iPhone.
Ah, so WFSU or the podcasts, which you can find on performancetoday.org or on iTunes. Jesse Marshall calling us from Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you very much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you so much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.